This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Major U.S. airlines are now under investigation, with the U.S. Justice Department looking into whether they might be illegally coordinating in an effort to keep ticket prices up. Marketplace's Mark Garrison reports from New York.
Don't count on a smoking gun tape of backslapping, whiskey-drinking airline bosses fixing prices in a back room. If there is, they could go to jail. But the case probably won't be that simple. What we do know is that airline execs have recently talked loudly and publicly about cutting flights and limiting seats, which boost prices. NYU law professor Scott Hemphill says investigators will probably need more than that to make a case.
DOJ's guess here must be that where there's smoke, there's fire, and that when they take a deeper look, that there's more that they might find.
Investigators will look for private communication among airline execs or evidence they were using third parties to pass messages. Whether what they find is ultimately legitimate business or dark conspiracy, low fuel costs are pushing down ticket prices anyhow. Seth Kaplan is editor of Airline Weekly.
Fares are rather high at the moment, even though fuel is cheaper, but that never lasts very long. And in fact, it's changing even as we speak.
In New York, I'm Mark Garrison for Marketplace.